Recapping action in the boys' state basketball tournament on Monday. In Class 1A quarterfinals, it was Boyden Hall over Lone Tree, 58-54. Danville downing Fairbank Wapsie Valley, 78-46. Terre North Tama over Ankeny Christian Academy, 47-45. Also in Class 1A, Kennedy Dre scored 33 points and Luke Lenhart added 28 as third-ranked Storm Lake St. Mary's pulled away in the third quarter in a 73-51 victory over the 8th-ranked Oakland Riverside, a game you might have heard here on KJAN. Dre also handed Hall down 14 rebounds as the Panthers earned their third straight trip to the 1A semifinals on Thursday. Ricky Williams scored 21 points and added 17 rebounds as Riverside closed its season with a record of 24-2. Also underway last night in Des Moines at Wells Fargo Arena was the 2A state tournament quarterfinal first round action, if you will. MFL Margmack beat Stanwood North Cedar 67-64 and Sheffield West Fork down Dyke New Hartford 45-36. Again, all the winners on Monday in 1A and 2A advanced to the semifinals on Thursday. And in Class 1A, that'll be at 10:30 on Thursday. Danville takes on Storm Lake St. Mary's. At 12:15, Boyden Hall plays North Tama. And in Class 2A, Thursday afternoon at 2 o'clock, it'll be Sheffield versus MFL Marmack. The winners of today's game, this morning's game that is in Class 2A, will also meet up on Thursday. In quarterfinal action today at the Well, it'll be Class 2A. At 10:30, number 2 seed Nottoway Valley takes on Carroll Kemper Catholic, number 7 seed. Nottoway Valley is 23-1 on the season. Kemper Catholic is 16-8. You can hear that game on KJAN beginning at 10:15. And at 12:15 this afternoon, it'll be Sheldon taking on Pella Christian in 2A. The Class 3A quarterfinals get underway at 2 o'clock with number 4th seeded Grinnell taking on MOC Floyd Valley. At 3:45, Vinton Shelsburg takes on number 8 seed Harlan. Tonight at 6:35 in the 3A quarterfinals, it'll be Dallas Center Grimes playing against Davenport Assumption at the Boys State Basketball Tournament. And the nightcap at 8:15 pits Waverly Shellrock against Mount Pleasant. And the 4A quarterfinals will be held all day tomorrow. Elsewhere in sports, Rory McIlroy tells Sports Illustrated that walking off the course before finishing the second round of the Honda Classic was a mistake. McIlroy quit after 8 holes on Friday when he was 7 over par and on his way to missing the cut. He told reporters his head was not in the right place, but later issued a statement saying his wisdom tooth was causing pain. World number 1 spoke to Sports Illustrated Sunday night. He said he should have finished the 18th hole, played the front 9, and tried his hardest, even if he shot an 85. McIlroy said his reactive decision was not good for the tournament, kids, or the fans watching him. He said it was not the right thing to do. In the NBA, the Miami Heat set a franchise record with their 15th consecutive victory, but it took a while for them to pull away. The Heat led by just 6 with 8 minutes left before going on a 17-5 run to beat Minnesota 97-81. Miami wore the Timberwolves down inside, outscoring them 58-32 in the paint and hitting 24 of their 38 field goals through dunks or layups. Dwayne Wade had 32 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists, while LeBron James chipped in 20 points and 10 boards. James played for 35 minutes despite being listed as a game-time decision with a twisted left knee. The winning streak has allowed the Heat to open a 7-game lead over Indiana in the Eastern Conference. The New York Knicks managed to erase their 22-point deficit without the services of their leading scorer. Carmelo Anthony set out the second half after injuring his right knee during the Knicks' 102-97 win at Cleveland. The Knicks had trailed 52-30 in the second quarter when Anthony injured his right knee. Anthony didn't know if he'll be able to play Wednesday night when the Knicks visit Detroit. Amare Stoudemire and J.R. Smith picked up the offensive slack as the Knicks won in Cleveland for the first time in 11 tries. Stoudemire finished with 22 points, Smith had 18, and Steve Novak hit 3 of New York's 7 three-pointers in the final period. Kyrie Irving scored 22 points in his return after missing the Cavaliers' past 3 games with a hyperextended right knee. And in other NBA action, Corey Brewer scored 22 points. Ty Lawson added 18 in Denver's 104-88 victory over Atlanta. The Nuggets won their 11th straight game at the Pepsi Center and matched Miami's NBA best 26-3 home record. Golden State was a 125-118 winner over Toronto behind David Lee's 29 points and 11 rebounds. Aaron Aflalo scored 5 of his game-high 26 points in the final 38 seconds to push Orlando past New Orleans 105-102 in the NBA action. J.J. Redick scored Milwaukee's first 8 points of overtime and finished with 17 in a 109-108 win at Utah. And LaMarcus Aldridge had team highs of 23 points and 14 rebounds to lead Portland over Charlotte 102 to 105. In college basketball, for the first time in school history, Gonzaga is the top team in the Associated Press's men's basketball poll. The 29-2 Bulldogs switched spots with former number one Indiana, which split its two games last week. Gonzaga received 51 first-place votes, while Indiana got 7. Third-ranked Duke got 5, and fifth-ranked Georgetown got 2. The fourth-ranked school this week is Kansas. Gonzaga is the 57th school to earn the top spot in the AP poll since it was started back in 1949. Rounding out the top 10 this week are Miami, Michigan, Louisville, Kansas State, and Michigan State. Fourth-ranked Kansas and number 8 Louisville enjoyed easy victories on Monday. The Jayhawks clobbered Texas Tech 79-42 to take over a Big 12 lead, a half-game lead ahead of Kansas State. The Cardinals whipped Cincinnati 67-51 in Coach Rick Pitino's 300th victory with Louisville. Louisville is 25-5 overall and 13-4 in the Big East, a half a game behind first place Georgetown. And in football news, the Kansas City Chiefs retained 3 significant free agents on Monday, signing punter Dustin Colquitt to a 5-year deal, placing the franchise tag on left tackle Brandon Albert, and reportedly agreeing to a long-term contract with wide receiver Dwayne Bowe. The Chiefs had until Monday afternoon to decide whether to place the franchise tag on one of their pending free agents. They did it with Albert, who will make $9.8 million next season. The decision was made easier by reaching long-term deals with Bowe and Colquitt. Bowe was the recipient of the franchise tag last year, and despite poor quarterback play and some nagging injuries, still managed to catch 59 passes for 801 yards and 3 touchdowns. Colquitt earned a trip to the Pro Bowl as the Chiefs punter this season. That is a check of sports here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.